My name is Peter Segazio. I am owner and manager of our family business, Journeyman Meat Company, located here in Hillsburg, Sonoma County. The largest selling category is beef. Probably the neatest thing we do is we bring in one estate beef per month. We work with three local breeders, Tom Mortson, Alan Fopiano, and Terry Lindley. So the animals were all born and raised up here up until about a yearling, up to about 600-700 pounds, and then we purchase what we think are the best ones for beef. We buy the animal.
The whole animal.
Buy the whole animal, and then we raise that animal up to about 1,200 pounds. And then one by one, we finish that animal on organic grain and organic alfalfa for the last 100 days. That helps add some nice marbling to the meat. The animals are pasture-raised and have access to pasture their whole life. And then we harvest one a month for the shop. We pride ourselves that every meat product in the shop is a product that we made. We want to know the source of that product. And we want to have made that product. For us, it's more about knowing the source.
Coming in to buy meat, I can know whether I'm buying organic or not.
Yes, you can. And grass-fed and knowing exactly where it's from. You'll also know that all of the meat products, the hot dogs, the salumi, the snack sticks, the jerky, were all made here in our facility in Sonoma County. They're not made.
You made
we
them.
We make all of the meat products. So the bacon, you know, even the bacon. That's the neat thing about our meat company is that you come into the shop, we made all of the meat product. I think as we all get older, we're going to eat less meat. So we want to eat better meat. We want to know where it's from. And that is our belief here.
When people come in here, it's not just a meat market by any means. It's a place where people come to have a good time. You have wine. And talk about the things that you have here that people enjoy.
People come in, they're automatically greeted with a little bite of salumi if they'd like. They can have a little taste of white wine. I mean, that's what we did. I had the wonderful opportunity to work as an intern for Dario Cecchini in Tuscany. And Dario is one of the greatest butchers in the world, one of the greatest of the world's human beings. You go into his shop and that's what you get. You get a little tiny bit of wine, you get a little taste of his salami or his olive oil, and it's just, you know, you're going into somebody's home, and so that's what we do for our customers here. But yeah, we sell fresh meat, but we have a butcher's menu, we have a couple of great pizzas, we do wonderful salumi boards, we offer a butcher's steak. If somebody sees a steak in the case that they want to have, we will cook it up for them. So it's a little something different, and we have wonderful wine tasting as well, because we make wines with our children.
In your family, your wine making history goes back, what, over 100 years?
Yes. I used to run Segazio Family Vineyards, and so the wines here are, there's no relationship anymore with Segazio. I'm just a grower. But, you know, I think I dreamed a lot about making smaller production wines, unfined, unfiltered, organic, and just longer maceration or longer fermentation cycles, natural fermentations, and so we're making those wines and selling those wines here to complement the meats.
The other half of your family, they went back 100 years too, right?
Oh, yeah. You've got the Segazio side from Barolo, and so they're still there. They never left. My mother's side is Passalacqua, and he came over in 1860 and worked in the gold fields as a cook, and took his earnings and bought his first ranch here in Sonoma County in 1896.
Going way back.
Yeah, goes way back.
Tell us a little bit more about this retail venue, what it's called, and who typically comes here and what they do when they come in.
It's called Journeyman Meat Company. It's a salumeria, butcher shop, wine tasting location.
Right in the heart of town.
One block north of the plaza. We have a wonderful selection of sausages, both for grilling and for breakfast. We have four different types of bacon. We have grass-fed and grain-finished filet, New York, ribeye, all of the major cuts. We also have a fair amount of the lesser-known cuts, like hanger, like the clod. It's a bad name, but it's a very healthy steak, the clod steak. The baseball is another wonderful cut. We have estate beef hot dogs. We have estate beef snack sticks. We have estate beef jerky, so it's a neat selection of meat product.
And either way, you can take it out raw or you guys cook it up here. I love that.
Yeah, we can do both. But, you know, what's been neat is people just coming in to have a tiny sip of wine, buy their steak. We cut it. None of our steaks are pre-cut. We take every loin out. We show the customer how much would you like us to cut. We make the cut. they want a little of the fat trimmed off, we'll trim it. Each steak is cut specifically for the customer, and so it's, you know, it's the way it was done 40 years ago.
I was thinking that as you were saying that. I said, my God, this is like a lost art, a lost genre.
I think as we all get older, we remember those things from our childhood that were very special. And I just remember Traverso's in Santa Rosa and Nando's old butcher shop. And, you know, we had those experiences. So my name is Peter Segazio. I am the owner and manager of our next family business, Journeyman Meat Company, located here in Hillsborough, Sonoma County. All of our meat is handmade in Sonoma County. You can look us up online.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Hillsborough, California. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.